It's the policy nobody really wants, and this week it nearly brought Malcolm Turnbull undone. It's the National Energy Guarantee. With rumours abound of a possible leadership challenge from Home Affairs Minister Peter Dutton, the Prime Minister has angered basically everyone else by dumping the proposed emissions target in the plan. Frank Yotso is a climate, economics and policy specialist from the Australian National University, and he joins us on the line now. Good morning, Frank.
Yes, good morning.
Now, after yesterday's announcement, is the NEG dead?
Look, we don't know, but it certainly did in the form that it was advocated, and it was described as the integration of climate policy and energy policy. That was really the headline chosen for it by the government, and that aspect of it is certainly dead. And, you know, it's not sure, actually, what might happen with it in terms of the states. The states have the legislative power over the actual mechanism, and you know, if the mechanism was going to be legislated as is planned now, then half of it would be stillborn because there's no federal emissions target for it. And so I guess it's possible that states will choose simply not to go ahead.
How does it feel as an expert on energy policy to watch plans like this one fall victim to political ambition?
Yeah, look, it's horrible, really, because this should not be an issue of party politics or ideology or worldview or identity politics. And it's been made into that, really by, you know, the right wing of the coalition. And it's, of course, not the first time that happens. You know, it goes all the way back to the first attempt at implementing a national emissions trading scheme under Prime Minister Rudd. Back in 2009, when, of course, Turnbull was in a very similar situation being pushed by Abbott and this being made a political issue.
Now, Frank, as you said at the top there, the whole idea behind this was to start legislating for proper climate action, and that seems to have been removed. Now, what was included in the original plan that was to get us to the percentage in reduction of energy emissions that goes with the Paris Accord? Was there really much in there that was going to make a difference to our energy emissions before that part of it was tabled?
Yeah, so the emissions target that the federal government proposed originally was nowhere near enough to get us to a proportional or a proper contribution towards the Paris target, okay? So the mechanism wasn't going to do much in the form that it was going to be implemented in, right? But it was going to be set up so that a future government could tighten the scores. Okay? And so it's important to understand the national emissions target is a 26% reduction by 2030. But in order to achieve that, the electricity sector would need to do a lot more than that 26%, because it's much easier in the electricity sector to achieve emissions reductions than really just about anywhere else. Electricity sector is really the heart of the matter and the sector where we can make quick, cheap progress on this. And so it needs to be a lot more than 26%. But yeah, the NEG in some ways was meant as the starting point for future reductions. And with this latest development, we're really back to square one.
We're speaking with Professor Frank Yotso from the Australian National University. Frank, do you think our power bills will be reduced?
Power bills in all likelihood will be going down over coming years, pretty much regardless of what happens in policy terms. And that is because there's a heck of a lot of renewable energy investment happening right now and more in the pipeline. And that will ease pressures in the wholesale market, that will cut the excess profits that some of the fossil fuel generators have been making over the last year or two. And so that will be some easing on electricity prices. But keep in mind, you know, the thing that everyone gets so hotly so steamed up about in terms of wholesale electricity prices, that's only a very small part of the average household electricity bill. Most of the rest is really the poles and wires, the transmission and distribution infrastructure, and that's where the cost has really blown out over the last 15 years or so. So that element of it is not going to change.
So if the if we're going to be seeing power bills likely reduced anyway because the sector's investing more into renewables, if this wasn't going to meet the, you know, the targets properly either, what was the point of bringing another energy policy to the front and to sort of watch it fail?
Yeah, so you're in South Australia and you're right in front of the pack in terms of the energy transition. So your coal sector has closed down. You've got some gas left there, but really the bulk is in renewables already, and you'll be having a system that relies on renewables on average, you know, close to 100% within the decade. I'd be quite confident of that. But you know, the rest of the country isn't like that. Victoria, New South Wales, Queensland all have significant, very large coal-fired power stations still in operation, and they're aging, particularly in Victoria and New South Wales. And the question is, you know, how do we manage that transition? For any type of new power station, renewables is already the cheapest in Australia now, by quite a margin, in fact, right? And we're getting to the point where building a new renewable energy installation will produce electricity at the same cost or even cheaper than running an old coal-fired power station. And when we get to that point, things could unravel fairly quickly. And that's really what we need policy for. We need some predictability and some framework and some idea for industry what government is on about in this space, right? And so there's been uncertainty about this since forever, really. But there's been a to and fro in policymaking since Rudd first failed with the carbon pollution reduction scheme. And that's bad for investment. That means that investments that are being made are made on an uncertain basis. Investors may get it wrong in terms of just what kind of kit to put in. And financing costs for the industry are unnecessarily high because investors require an outsized risk premium on the money that they do provide.
Well, Frank, thanks very much for joining us on Breakfast this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Professor Frank Yotso from the Australian National University, taking us through the National Energy Guarantee that almost saw the taking of Malcolm Turnbull's head yesterday. You're listening to Breakfast here on Radio Adelaide.
This is Amy Shark with The Door.